unto me.
Give unto me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercies. Not for your grace.
I stand amazed.
Come on, say, I stand.
at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
Six minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, he is amazing. And I'm going to go way back. I don't have the actual date. I have a rewrite date in 2002, but I believe this song came out in the 1980s, if I'm not mistaken. I should have looked it up before we came here, since I knew I was going to play it. But anyway, these are the Winans. Everybody even know who the Winans are? But back in the day with the Winans and Andre Crouch and who else back there? Commission, maybe, back there, back that far. Could be. Fred Hammond and Commission. And anyway, this is one of my all-time favorite songs. Oh yeah, don't get old. Anyway, Tremaine Hawkins and the Hawkins family back there with the Winans in the 1980s, and this is the one. These are the Winans, and one of my all-time favorites. Everything You Touch is a song. Enjoy.
Something more than a beautiful melody to tell the story of truth and reality. I think that a song should be sung by a man who knows the meaning of sorrow and the meaning of true love. I think that a song should be shared among friends. Then when friends are gone, the melody and me still lingers on. Tales of the good times, telling of the bad, tales of when we're happy and when we're sad.
Everything you touch is a song.
Oh,
you touch my life one day.
All my burdens, they just roll.
Roll all the way.
Yeah.
started to sing. You went in the jungle and you touched a lion.
And that's a song.
And oh, that lion started to roar. You touched a bell.
And that's a song.
That bell started to ring. Be something more.
The Winans here on Sounds of Praise, taking you back to the 1980s, I do believe. And everything you touch is a song. That was one of my all-time favorites from way back then. Here's one of my all-time favorites from, let's see, 2015. First time I heard this song, I said, I fell in love with this one. And the fact that his name is Anthony Brown had nothing to do with it, just good music. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, and this is Worse. And Love Lifted Me here on Sounds of Praise.
Worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone. was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. Thought I was to die for.
Not religion.
Lifted me when nothing else could help.
It was your
nothing else.
Anthony Brown and Group Therapy here on Sounds of Praise and Worse, another one of my all-time favorites. Okay, it's 7:23. We're running a little late as far as the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry is concerned, but we're getting right into it now, and still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring these various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Come on. Let's pray.
Liberty sing, but with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Not bad.
7:35 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. We have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for B. B looking for God's deliverance from a bad cough and chest congestion. B looking for God's deliverance from a bad cough and chest congestion. We're praying for the people affected by this hot spell. So many people don't have air conditioning and other things, and so we're praying that God can minister to them, help them keep hydrated, and also those who are at the beach, that God would be able to protect them from various white sharks that have been roaming the area locally. Excuse me. We're praying for D, looking for God's victory in the various issues of his life. D, looking for God's victories in the various areas of his life. We're praying for the P family. P family are having a reunion this week. Praying that God's going to bless them while they're together and have a great time and enjoy and begin to experience the different ages in that family as they begin to gather later on this week and have a great time in the Lord. And then we're praying for S. Ed, we're looking for God's blessing and protection upon him while he's on vacation and all the various things that property and everything else would be protected while he's away. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, and we're so grateful that we have some place to go, someone to whom we can turn, who will not only have a sympathetic ear, will be able to minister powerfully in our behalf. Minister like your mighty self, Lord, because you are God, and beside you there is none other. And so therefore we bring be before you, looking for your deliverance from bad cough and chest congestion. Minister powerfully in his life. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you. By your stripes we attain our healing. And so therefore we're claiming healing in his behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And may his life be a blessing, a greater blessing, and have a greater testimony because of the wondrous things he's received from your hand. And may many be won into the kingdom through his life and through his testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're praying, Lord, for the many people affected by this hot spell. And those who are at the beaches will be protected from sharks and other dangers. Father, we pray that your blessing will be upon your people. May we recognize, Lord, that you are in control of every situation. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing catches you by surprise. And even though we are aware that there is climate change taking place, we pray, oh Lord, that you would minister in the behalf of those who place their faith and trust in you. And no matter what goes on in the world around us, we know that you are in control. And nothing can happen to your people that doesn't first pass through your perfect will. And so therefore, like Job, we're going to stand confident in you. And no matter what comes, we're going to say the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so pray, oh God, that you would minister in a great way. And may many turn their hearts and minds and lives over to you because of all the things that are taking place in the earth, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we bring D before you, Lord, who's looking for your victory in the various issues of his life. Sometimes our life will back up many things into our situation, in our daily situation. And sometimes we don't know which to tackle first. Or there's sometimes they're even beyond our ability to intervene in our own behalf. But we can bring them to you because nothing is too hard for you. Not too many things do not affect your ability to work powerfully in the life of those who place their faith and trust in you. So we're thanking you for D, how you're going to work in his behalf and accomplish great and mighty things that will bring glory, honor, and praise to your name and blessing and salvation and great deliverance into the lives of many others as you bless him to be a blessing in the world, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for the P family who are having a reunion this week, Father, we pray you administer in this situation as the members of this family come from various areas and gather together to meet with each other and enjoy fellowship and food and various other things. May they recognize this great time that they are going to have has come about because of your blessings upon them and even by those who preceded them. May they recognize they owe a great deal to many who traveled the path before them and made it possible for them to be able to gather and celebrate all that you've accomplished through their ancestors. And may even greater things be able to take place as you minister powerfully in their lives, so that other younger ones coming up may also be blessed and strengthened and brought to faith in you, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we bring S before you, Lord. Pray that you would bless him and strengthen him, protect and provide for him while he's on vacation. Let not the enemy raise up anything against him that he can't overcome, and that your benefits and blessings might be a greater testimony to his life and to his testimony that you are there and working in his behalf, and that as he yields himself continually to you and to your control, great and mighty things can continue to take place as he yields himself to your control, and you might use him for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on an off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your request or your praise report before God's throne. 7:43, we're getting near the end of the program. We've got a lot of stuff to still do. So let's bring in Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and come as you are.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you when you call upon his name and surrender, you'll never be the same. Hey, yes. Oh, come as you are.
Things are new. This is-
In the background, we have Pastor Marvin Sapp, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. That's what Jesus is saying, that salvation is for the whosoever will. If you will come, you will receive all that he has for you, which is, first of all, forgiveness of sin, direction for your life, the freedom that comes from knowing that you are right with God, your eternal destiny is settled. If you'd like that to take place in your life, I'd like you to repeat these words after me to God as a prayer. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about all the wonders of his salvation gift that he's ordained for you before the foundation of the worlds were ever formed. That's how much he loved you. That's how much he cares for you. And it's up to you now if you will receive all that he has. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord this day. I've been on the outside for much too long, and the uncertainty is now becoming more than I can bear with all the things going on in the world. I want to be right with you so that I know that my eternal destiny will be with you in your eternal heaven. So I thank you for this gift of salvation and all you're going to accomplish in my life this day, as well as in the days ahead. And I pray that you would use me for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I'd like to know about it, because I have some material to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Christ. And you can receive it by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll hit it to 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560, 151 Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnleyn, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnleyn, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send that material out to you free of charge, with no further obligation on your part. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you have to let God guide and direct you as to what church he would have you to become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And if by chance you're not near a phone, like I said, you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And we'll send that material, like I said, out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. Okay, time to put the wraps on this edition of Sounds of Praise, and we got our blessing songs out. I've been told, don't you dare play a program and not put the blessing songs in. So here they are, Fred Hammond, and You Bless Me Over and Over, followed by Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir, and You Keep On Blessing Me. Enjoy.
Everybody get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on.
Okay, 7:58 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this July 21st, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Hopefully you enjoyed listening. I enjoyed bringing it to you. Hopefully you've given your life to the Lord. And hopefully God has answered prayer in your life already so you can give us some testimonies of wondrous things that he's accomplished in your behalf. So time to pack the bag and move on till next Sunday. I'm not really sure what we're going to do next Sunday. So rather than announce something that we do something differently, we're going to have great gospel music. But I may try to get something together that we haven't done for quite a while. But because of my schedule, I'm not going to make any promises. So you just pray that God will going to give us a great program next Sunday morning. So until next Sunday, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. Oh, and keep cool.
I can move around. I can wave my hands.
I can wave my hands.
When you speak to me, I can understand. Kept me alive.